This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. A lot of the things that are really important to learn to have a beautiful life, people discredit in our society. There is an emphasis and importance on busyness in the world. And I'm working diligently to support you in the importance of creating space for yourself. People will talk about woo-woo. The word woo-woo, W-O-O, W-O-O, is used to describe the things that people have a hard time describing or believing. When you are declaring without evidence, part of the discomfort may be that you are asking to work in tandem with something that you can't see. And many people deny feeling. And then people call woo-woo. When I was in high school, I would have a strong instinct to do something. And that's the first I heard of people talking about rose-colored glasses or female intuition. And speaking of it in a trivial way, a condescending way. Woo-woo is a term that's condescending about the power of the metaphysical plane, that God space, the space where magic happens that people can't describe. Quantum physics works to describe that and put it into concrete ideas and even have experiments that prove it. Quantum physics spends time proving the presence of God in this world. Whatever we believe, we experience. If you do not make space for the quantum field, the universe, creation, God, God force, to be a real thing, then you are going to be repelling the information that wants to come to you from that field of energy. Kids don't ignore that. Kids pick up a hunch and they run with it. They get an idea and they say it's a great idea. And they believe in the idea, until they have a reason to not believe the idea. As you declare without evidence, you may find things coming up from the past that ask you to be skeptical about it. Or things that come up in the past where you don't want to tell people that you believe in it or that you are engaging with it, because it's a big concept for the analyzers in the world. In the people who are looking for constant, concrete evidence of everything they can hold in their hand. The highest level entrepreneurs that I am in contact with, that I speak to, and that I know, they are playing in the quantum realm. The only billionaire that I know personally that I'm friends with is playing in the quantum realm. So what do you want to do? Do you want to stay in the world of what you see, what you can touch? Or are you willing to keep building the muscle of communication and acknowledgement of that which you can't see that is so powerful, that's collaborating with you? What are you willing to let go of to become the next version of yourself? Have a beautiful day.